This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
I saw this story with Jaden Daniels, and I talked a little bit about it with Matt, but for those of you that maybe haven't seen it or just tuned in, and I wanted to kind of get it off my chest a little, because I found it kind of stupid on Jaden Daniels' part, really not get people, like, still don't get this game. Even the people that play the damn game don't get it. And so Jaden Daniels, who could be the number two pick in the draft, talked about, you know, running quarterbacks. And he says Daniels, who ran for 3,307 yards and 34 touchdowns in his career, said he considers Vic and Lamar Jackson the greatest running quarterbacks of all time, but he believes he can surpass them. Says Vic was the first, but I think Lamar's got him now. I'm in the league now, so I'm trying to go past them. And, you know, he goes, being decisive, that's a big part. Knowing when to run and when not to run, it's kind of just a feel thing throughout the game. You kind of feel how deep the defense is, where the rush lanes are, stuff like that. That just comes with playing football. And that's all well and good, and that's nice. Let me tell you something, Jaden. Learn to win from the pocket, my man. What did Michael Vick win? Nothing. Lamar Jackson pees in his pants in every playoff game. Because in the end, Lamar Jackson and Michael Vick were never great passers. Part of this game is, no, for a quarterback, all of this game is about being a great passer. Accuracy, timing. If you have anticipatory skills, that's enormous. Throwing people open, seeing through windows, seeing two levels. Those are things that the elite quarterbacks, the elite passers can do. They can make the simple pass every time. That's what the great quarterbacks do. Okay? They make the simple passes all the time, which it's titled simple, but it's just not. There are people that just struggle with a screen pass. You've seen it? You've seen the guys? Marcus Mariota couldn't throw a screen if his life depended on it. Still can't throw it. Just, if you don't have it, you don't have it. And this whole stupid shit about running means nothing, dude. Nothing. Like, you haven't learned a damn thing. You're going to come into the league thinking that you could just run? It's kind of dumb, to be quite honest. It's dumb. You don't want to emulate Michael Vick and Lamar Jackson. You want to emulate Mahomes and Brady. The guys that can actually pass the ball. One can run, one can't, but they both can pass. That's the difference. You're going to have to win by passing. Your running game will have to be so dominant. That only happens a couple times. It happens. Don't get me wrong. We enjoyed it years ago. Other teams have too. Denver Broncos were able to get away with a defense and winning one year. You know, it happens. The Redskins, now Commanders, but then the Redskins with the diesel ran all over the Dolphins. It happens. Once in a while, you won't have to rely that much on the passing game because your defense and your running game are so dominant. Apparently, the Lions have a deal for Amon St. Brown. 4 years, $120 million, 77 guaranteed. Yes, sir.
Injury update on Sam Bennett.
Oh, yeah.
Per Paul Maurice, Sam Bennett will miss at least a week with an upper body injury and is better than originally thought. He used the analogy, injury was like hearing your car was in an accident, but then finding out it's only a fender bender.
Are you sure about that? Was Radko Gudas playing with a fender bender?
Apparently, they all play with fender benders, don't they?
Was Tkachuk playing with a fender bender? See, that shit don't fly. We're talking about hockey players. You know? Hey, you're missing a leg. Doesn't matter. I'm going to go out there. I can get it done. You lost 8 of your 10 fingers. Doesn't matter. I'm going to go out there and get it done. You have no head. No eyes. Doesn't matter. I've got a body. Let's go. I'll check anybody. Hockey players are completely different than every other athlete out there. Okay? Just no. So Paul Maurice, I'm just going to call bullshit on that, okay? All right? I'm just going to call bullshit on that because hockey players are maniacs. So what you call fender bender, he's probably playing with 3 torn ligaments in his knee. Okay? The ACL is fine, but the MCL, LCL, and the, the lateral collateral ligament, the anterior cruciate ligament, the posterior cruciate ligament. So the PCL. Okay? 3 of the 4 ligaments are probably screwed up for Bennett, but he's got 1 ligament left. He'll miss a week.
And the meniscus.
Yeah, and some torn meniscus with some bodily fluids flying around inside that knee. He's fine. Throw some talcum powder on it. Use the Gold Bond stuff. It's good. Anybody got that soccer spray? That thing fixes everything. You ever seen that? Come onto the soccer field, guy's legs fall off. It's all right. Put it, it's stuck. Guy goes right back on the field. It's amazing. He's concussed, wakes up, he's ready to go, just off and running. I wish we had that spray here in our houses. It'd be like Windex for the Greek. You have to watch my Big Fat Greek Wedding. If not, you just... References all over on the show. You just got to be, you got to be well-rounded here. If you're just like, all sports, Neanderthal sports, you may not get all the references. Just may not. And I know there's some of you out there that are just very Neanderthal.
I just want to talk sports. That's all I know. Here, in sports, nothing else. You got nothing else with sports? I'm out of here.
Let's see. Steve Young was the very best example of great passer run. Well, he learned. He learned. But listen to him. He learned that the running shit had to end. Steve Young was a maniac. Go watch him at BYU and go watch his early days in the USFL and the NFL. He ran too much and took all kinds of hits. And then he figured out, no, this running, the guy before me has all the titles and he didn't run. But yeah, I got to do what that other guy did. And then he won a title. Because he could always pass, but he had this bulldog running back mentality in him. I if you're not old enough, I think you really need to go back and see what Steve Young played, how he played. He was a fearless mofo, dude. He was a nutbag. He had McMahon in him, and he learned that I better get that McMahon out of me. And it wasn't very smart of him, and then he grew. Hockey players are a different breed. Yes, they are. Big O's point about the Saints being very guard-centric is pretty on point. Tua needs more time and sight lines, just like Breeze. So these are things, but Kyle, what I love about having smart people on that know football, like Kyle, he countered with something very intelligent. And he started talking about how maybe they're picking shorter linemen, and then, you know, which is pretty cool. It's smart. I didn't think about that. It's very good. It's, you know, what I, it's kind of like I'm an investor. And then I have that you know, the guy that doesn't invest, doesn't know anything about investing, but he's got an opinion. He has no idea anything about Bitcoin or whatever, or whatever, you know. And he'll give me like, oh, you got to watch out. That's not real. And I'm like, okay, what do you know about it? You don't know anything about it. So then where are your facts, bro? What do you got for me? So with Kyle, I give him something, and he had a counter for it, an intelligent counter for it. You understand why? Because he knows his shit. That's the difference. That's why I had fun with Troy, because he's this anti-Tua guy, and he's always got this spin. And when I realized he asked that question, it's like, yeah, well, I'll spin it on you now. You know, because you can play all the checkers you want on this show. This guy is going to play chess. You know, you think you're going to be a smart ass? Brother, you can't be more of a smart ass than me. You know, no, you're not going to be a bigger smart ass than me. Just not going to happen. So that's kind of where. And that's where I wanted to beat down Troy on his own weak ass point, because he's one of those guys that puts everything on the quarterback. And you just can't do that, bro. That's why I have the guys that are like, it's not Troy, but it's people opposite of him that are still kind of like him in the Marino era. Oh, Marino sucks. Why, bro? Because he didn't win it. So you're blaming him now. It's the same thing. I used to have that. Oh, no, Montana. Well, yeah, bro, of course Montana. He's great. I'm not going to take anything away. But do you see the teams? And that's where you that's where I kind of, you lost me already. You lost me already on that. Yeah, now I know you don't know the game, because you're just blaming on Marino. Well, bro, why didn't you blame it on Shula for not getting the running game? Not really, not having an elite right side line and not having a defense. You didn't have a defense ever. By the time he got a defense and he was old, they took away his offense. What a tortured soul, bro, was Marino. Telling you, what a tortured soul. And I got plenty of he sucks and he's a choker and all of that growing up. And it's like, yeah, you're not watching the game.